It does. I mean, I think some of the most poetic, beautiful, inspiring parts of your writing are when you write about the experience of one taste, the rain on the roof.
Right.
And when I read it, of course, I feel this beauty, awe, inspiration. At the same time, I think, I am the rain. I mean, on one level, I get what you're talking about.
Right.
And on another level, I think I don't actually know what that means to experience life in that way.
And a lot of people get confused. A couple of things happen when you talk about sort of being one with everything that's arising. One, they think you lose all individual motivation. You can't tell where your body is and the chair starts and stuff like that. And that doesn't happen. If it does, it's due to something else. It's not that state. It's a continuing expansion of what you identify with. And we've already looked at how you can move from egocentric to ethnocentric to world-centric, or you can be identified with just yourself, and then you might identify with your family, and then with a tribe, and then with a nation, and with all humans, and with all sentient beings. The sense of identity is very plastic, it's very fluid, and it can grow and grow and grow until it's identified with literally everything that's arising. It's identified with, in a sense, the soul of the entire cosmos. And then cosmos with a K, not C-K cosmos, with a K is an old Greek term where it meant all of reality and not just physical reality, which is what cosmos with a C usually means now. So cosmos with a K means the sum total of matters and bodies and minds and souls and spirit. That's with a K. And cosmic consciousness means to be one with that, the fabric of all of that. But the second confusion is that, well, okay, if I'm one with everything, then I know everything, right? I'm omniscient. And what I'm saying is that's not what happens. So I can be one with a cloud, but I don't know how much it weighs or what it's made of or how many molecules are in it. I don't know any of the factual stuff about it. And that's the same thing that happens if a wave discovers its own wetness, its own fabric, its own isness. It doesn't necessarily know a single thing about any other thing going on in the ocean, except it's all equally wet. And that equally wet means equally spirit. Everything is equally suchness or equally Godhead or equally goddess in that experience of one taste, that realization of one taste. And that's the wetness of the entire universe in that sense. So if you understand that wetness right here and now, then you'll understand the wetness that Mars has or that stars at the most distant galaxies have. That's the type of, quote, knowledge that comes with one taste. It's not a factual knowledge. It's just a knowledge by being, not a knowledge by knowing. So it's more something that's felt. But it's felt very, very unmistakably and very directly. So, and we've all had experiences of those. And that, incidentally, that great experience of one taste or of non-duality, most of the traditions maintain that that's the fourth sort of ever-present state of consciousness, if you just had to pick four: waking, dreaming, deep sleep, and then the non-dual state, which basically embraces all of those. So that's another reason that no matter what level or stage you're at, people can have very profound spiritual experience of one taste or non-dual awareness. Sometimes they get it in the presence of somebody who's realized this, which is why people will sit with spiritual teachers who seem to have realized that. You get a kind of it's contagious. It gives its own sort of energy in a sense. And if you're in that field, you can tend to resonate with it and have that experience. You can have that experience whatever stage you're at. What that experience is going to do is accelerate your growth through the stages. It's going to help move you through the stages. So again, that's the sort of a balancing of what our goal should be. One is to be balanced at whatever stage you're at, and then also start moving through the stages or increasing your own capacity for growth and evolution.